Getting the Dirt on Land Judging. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The 51st State Land Judging Competition for FFA and 4-H was held recently, where top teams from across the state vied for the chance to go to the national competition in Oklahoma in the spring.
We had two people finish in the top two individuals, so we figured we'd be going to nationals, but we didn't know. We heard second, we kind of got let down there for a minute, but we called the name in first, and it finished all right, so we was pretty excited.
A junior in high school, Simon Newman, was a member of the four-man team from Granger County FFA, who won the right to represent Tennessee at the national competition. He says he enjoys the contest and credits his advisor, Daryl Morgan, with teaching them the knowledge to take home the win.
You always go against good teams. A lot of times you're more fortunate than the others. That day everybody here is good, and we were just blessed enough to be a little better today.
FFA advisor Daryl Morgan says this contest not only teaches students about the land, but also valuable life skills they will retain forever.
The biggest skill that a student would learn is just the decision-making process, just like any CDE events that FFA and 4-H have, teaches those students to be sure of themselves and make a decision and move forward. Of course, the life skill and the life knowledge of knowing soils and basic soil science is vital, whether if you're going to build a home or plant a field of 100 acres. We need to know what to do with our most precious natural resource and how to take care of it and maintain it for future generations.
In the second place in the FFA event was the Watertown FFA chapter. High individual was Blake Stewart from the Paris FFA chapter. And on the 4-H side of the competition, Carroll County wrapped it up with a first and second place win. High individual Michael Jager was also from Carroll County. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.